This has literally turned out to be more than what I signed up for. As stated yesterday, I started this blog to figure out who to call my friends. Yet today I've thought about what it actually is that I think is worth publishing, and I think there's a lot more that I would like to share. Well, I'm not really sharing anything since nobody's reading my blog, but you know what I mean. Or actually I do, and that should be enough. What I wanted to talk about today is my obsessive obsessing. I am a sucker for any woman that's out of my league. Oh, had I mentioned that I'm a lesbian? Just so you know. Anyhow, any woman that's out of my league. Teachers, celebrities, all the women, anybody who would never even consider getting close to me as a friend, I guess. This summer, I completely lost myself in a celebrity. I know how pathetic that sounds, so let me be the one to tell myself it's even more pathetic than it sounds. But I have to admit that I kind of enjoy it. It doesn't really matter that the daydreams I have will never become reality. Well, it does, of course, but whilst having those butterflies, that's not something I worry about. The thing that makes my little crushes so awkward and weird is that I really, really, really lose myself. I can't stop thinking about the girl, start Facebook stalking her, and she's bound to end up as my iPhone wallpaper. Every now and then, I write songs about these girls, or at least I try to, and this summer I watched a million videos on YouTube that my celebrity crush appeared in. What annoys me is that I never seem to have this kind of crush with girls that are actually into me. I make it sound like there are a lot of them, but that's not the case. Maybe one per year. Anyway, I usually like them. They're fun, good-looking, and nice, but they're not even remotely as interesting as those other girls / women that I fall for. There's no real chase. I don't have to live up to something, which is probably something other girls would love to experience, but I need that kind of pressure. Now, I read, I don't know where I read it, but a lovely quote, and it says, "Passion is a positive obsession, and obsession is a negative passion." And I started wondering what it is that I'm dealing with. Is it a passion or an obsession? Then I figured that I probably don't want to know the answer. Last week, I got in touch with a girl who seems to be into me, and she's great. She's funny, she's beautiful, she's smart, and when we text I get this funny feeling in my stomach, but it's not the being in love kind of feeling. It's just that I wanted to become special, because I think I just want to be loved again, and I know I can't and shouldn't want to force myself to feel something that's just not there, but I can't help it. I hate it because by pushing myself into a relationship that I don't really want to be in, I will also hurt somebody else's feeling, and I just don't want to do that. But on the other hand, if I don't give it a shot, I will never know if I actually could fall in love with her.